Meditation. Time to tank up. Meditation. Time to tank up. A lot of times we think that meditation is time for sort of going in bliss and remaining in bliss and being in bliss for hours and hours and hours and days and years and for our life. But meditation is time to tank up, to use our creative powers as creatively as we can. It's not a time for us to sleep. It's not time for us to relax. It's not a time for us to live in bliss in a state of majesty. It's a time for us to know that state of majesty and to live in that state of majesty every day of our life. It's a time to be in our blissful awareness, and it's a time for us to tank up. It's like any car. It keeps on driving and driving and driving beautifully, and all of a sudden it stops. And why does it stop? Because it has to fill up with gas. It has to fill up with electricity. It has to fill up with energy so that it can continue on in its program. Well, meditation is the same thing for you and for me. It's a time to stop, to tank up, to be ready for the next journey that's before us, the next activity that's before us, the next experience that's before us, and how wonderful that experience is, and how glorious that experience is, and that experience is never-ending. And even during our meditation times, our engines are still running. Even during our meditation times, our tuning in and our awareness, our placing the energy in the right tank, placing it in the right place in our being, is what we do. Now, you can tank up with inferior fuel and your engine will operate improperly, or you can tank up with high-grade fuel beyond whatever your engine really needs, and it'll burn you out. Or you can tank up with the ideal fuel for you. And this is what we do during our thinking time. This is what we do during our meditation time. We tank up with the right kind of fuel so that we will continue with our work, with our activities, with our dreams, with our goals, in its perfect way. Now, how do we go about that? How do we go about that, living in our ideal goal? We go about that by realizing what kind of fuel we want to have in our tank. What are we going to meditate about? Well, if we let go and let the divine in us take complete control of us and complete direction of our life, we're doing the wonderful thing. We let go and let God. We let go and let our divine self reveal to us what it is that's our divine program. And when we know what our divine program is, then we will be living our divine program. We'll be realizing our divine program. We'll be being whatever it is that's our highest and best. Yes. I know my highest and best, and I live it now. I know my highest and best, and I live it now. I know my highest and best, and I live it now. If we can affirm that, if we can make that statement for ourselves every moment of our life, we'll be living in an awake, active meditation. But for the moment, we go into quietness. We go into peace and we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. We don't know what divine order is. We don't know what our ultimate purpose and our projection and our plans and our goals really are. But the divine in us does know it. Our ideal does know what it is that is our highest and best. And we want to tune into what is our highest and best. Now, we will never really know what is our highest and best. For when we know it, we will be living it, and it will be our nature, And being our nature, we won't really be aware that this is our highest and best. It's just what we do. It's the only thing we do. We wouldn't think of doing it any differently. We wouldn't think of doing it any differently. Now, we have offered ourselves the opportunity to live in human bodies. And our human bodies are subject to many frailties. They're subject to many directions. They're subject to many causations. And as they are, we sometimes follow directions and causes that are not for our highest and best. And when we do follow these things that are not for our highest and best, then what do we do? I have students working here at the university with me over the years, constantly asking the question, what is my highest and best? And I say to each one of them, you must follow what you know is your highest and best. I am merely someone who catalyzes you. I am merely someone who challenges you. I am merely someone who attempts to lead you astray or lead you on the path or lead you wherever you want to go. But you have to know what that path is for yourself. And if you ever say that I must know your path and I must show you the path, then I will say to you, okay, I'll show you the path. And the path is, you are your highest and best. You listen to the divine within you, and everything you do is good and beautiful and wonderful. And then you go out and you stub your toe, and you say, I listen to you, I listen to what is good and beautiful and right for me, but I stub my toe. And I say, yes, that's true. That's true. We will always stub our toe. We will always be looking for our highest and best. But when we listen within ourselves totally, not to anyone on the outer, not any teacher, not any father or mother, not any brothers or sisters, not any peers, not anyone, but to ourselves, then we find our highest and best. Then we find the ideal path for us to follow. Your teacher is a challenger. Someone who's challenging you to follow different paths and to do different things to see if that's what you will do, to see which direction you want to go. And if your teacher says, now put your hand in this hot fire, you say, I don't think so. But if you can say, I will put my hand right there and all is in divine order, then what you're saying is, for you, the fire is not hot. For you, the fire is not offensive. For you, the fire is not a difficult situation. It is a learning tool for you to say at all times, all is in divine order. And you are therein untouched by the fire. You are untouched by the condition that might hurt you. And this is how we 100% live our lives, untouched by all that's going on around us, all that's going on within our world, all that's going on before us. We look for our highest and best, and we find it. I follow my highest and best. The divine in me shows me the way. I am always guided by the divine in me. The world will give us many challenges, many opportunities to make judgments, to stub our toe, if you will. But the thing is, when we listen to the divine within us, we will never stub our toe. We will never have a problem. We will never be doing anything that will be harmful to our physical body, our mental body, our spiritual body, our divine self on every course. Because as we follow the pathway that we know by listening within and following our own judgment, following our own direction, following our own choice, we will always do the right thing in the right way at the right time for the right purpose, and we will always be in divine order. Let that be your criteria today. Let that be your goal for yourself today. It's not what another tells you to do. It's how you respond and what you say. All is in divine order. Follow it, know it, live it, be it, and delight in it every moment of your life, because that's the truth about you, the only truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.